at 8:50, time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Cash hog prices in the Midwest today are called steady to firm, with some plants said to be looking for additional hogs for delivery Thursday through Saturday. Terminals are called steady to higher top prices, from $40 to $48.50. Peoria called $1 to $2 higher today, with a top price of $39. No, make that $40 today. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, April 22nd, negotiated swine purchases were $14,038. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $57.14 to $68. The weighted average was $64.17, a gain of 32 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $40.39 to $55. The weighted average was $52.44. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $22,477. The base price range was $55 to $72.75. The weighted average was $67.42, a gain of 28 cents. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $45.44 to $55.50, and the weighted average was $51.99. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. We have some rain in the forecast. We'll have a chance for some showers and thunderstorms across the area. Well, starting tomorrow afternoon, some rain will be falling across Missouri today. In fact, they could see some more flash flooding in western and southwestern Missouri. And that storm system, cold front, will interact with moisture that it will be streaming up to the area. And as that cold front arrives, it will trigger some showers and thunderstorms, mainly across western and west-central Illinois in through northern Illinois. Over the next several days, they could pick up as much as 2 inches of rain in areas from the Illinois River towards the Mississippi River. Heavier rain west of the Mississippi. In fact, some areas, again, in southwestern Missouri, looking at a pretty good chance of seeing more than 3 inches of rain. And the heaviest rain will stretch all the way from northern and eastern Minnesota, from the Arrowhead of Minnesota, down across eastern Oklahoma and western Arkansas. So the western Corn Belt will once again start to see more wet weather. Eastern sections will have chances for rain. They may see up to an inch or so. In fact, the good news, I think, is the expectations for the least amount of precipitation will be centered in southern Indiana along the Ohio River. And that area of lesser amounts of rain stretches south to western Tennessee. So areas that have been hit hard by the spring flooding will get a little bit of a break this time, at least the area in southern Indiana. East central Illinois, we're looking at a pretty good chance to see over an inch of rain before Monday morning. And then cooler weather will settle in for early next week. There could be some frost or freezes in areas across the Midwest. The computer models, taking the raw information from the computer models, it looks like the coldest times will be Tuesday morning, when we could see low temperatures in the mid-30s all the way into portions of central Illinois and northern and central Indiana. But that's the raw computer analysis right now. If you take into consideration the angle of the sun and the warm conditions we've had, I suspect we're going to back off of that cold a little bit as we get closer to that event. So a cold front pushing into the Corn Belt this weekend, bringing frost and a few freezes into portions of the Midwest. Tuesday, possibly Wednesday morning, will be the coldest, with frost extending as far south as eastern Iowa, central Illinois, and the northern halves of Indiana and Ohio. Light freezes will occur from northeastern Iowa through northern Ohio, and some of the winter wheat's new growth may be burned back, but significant damage to the crop is not expected. A few cornfields in the region may have emerged by that time, and they may also see a little bit of new growth burned back, but permanent damage is not likely. For the Delta and the Southeast, planting conditions steadily improving over the next couple weeks in the northern Delta, especially next week when the conditions will be mostly dry. Slowest field work will occur through the weekend with periodic showers and thunderstorms, and that will slow some field work progress. None of the rain is expected to be great enough to seriously set back field work or cause any extensive flooding. Some low-lying areas may see some high water. Favorable planting conditions continue in the lower Delta and the southeastern states. Brazil, the forecast has changed a little bit from what we were talking about yesterday. The nation will still see alternating periods of rain and sunshine, and that should result in a good environment for late-season crop development, especially the second-season corn, and for the harvest of the main season summer crops. Argentina, rain is expected over the weekend, and with enough to set back field work for a brief period of time. Net drying conditions should occur again thereafter and through the first week of May, but the next opportunity for a general rainfall is expected on or around May 5th. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 9.11 unchanged last trade down to July, 9.11 and a quarter down 3/4 last trade down 9 3/4. At the Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 9.52 and a quarter up 1 last trade down 8 3/4. July, 8.66 and a quarter up 1/4 last trade down 9 3/4. December, 8.98 unchanged last trade down 9 1/4. May corn opened at 5.94 and 3/4 up 1/2 last trade down 3 1/4. July, 6.07 and a half down 1/4 last trade down 3. December, 6.18 and a half down 1/2 last trade down 2 1/2. Take it out to July of 2009, 6.38 down 1/4 last trade down 1/4. May beans open at 13.85 and a half up 10 3/4 last trade up 2 3/4. July, 13.94 and a half up 5 last trade up 4. November, 12.75 and 3/4 down 1 1/4 last trade down 2. July of 2009, 13.09 and 3/4 up 1/4, last trade up 1/4. May soybean meal opened at 3.55 unchanged, last trade down 30. July, 3.59.90 up 20, last trade down 80. May soybean oil opened at 60.90 down 7, last trade down 7. July, 61.65 down 5, last trade down 7. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Strategic Farm Marketing Analyst Ed Dunn. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, it's been quite the week of volatility. Monday down pretty significantly and hard. Tuesday up pretty significantly and robust. What's in the market today?
Well, I don't think you're going to see the type of action we had the first 2 days. I think we're finally going to calm this thing down a little bit. I think everybody was surprised at the strength yesterday. I think a mild up day was expected, but nothing like what we had. Look for a quieter opening. Again, the overnights are going to give us a good indication. The wheat market has got some interesting signals here. On one side, global supplies look to be pretty good. Weather as a whole has been supportive to crops and thinking that the global supplies on the next supply and demand will continue to increase. But as you look at the weather and talk about not only the cold weather, but the potential for switching some of those wheat acres out in the western belt over to sorghum or soybeans, probably going to provide some support to it. So even if we want to look at a lower opening in wheat, I wouldn't expect a big down move to start.
Question, will the slow planting that we're seeing in new crop cause sources that have the old crop still in their hot hands to keep on to it tightly?
They are. I don't think there's any question, because it's just, the old adage is, well, put your risk into paper from physical commodity, years ago. But that's when corn was at $2 to $3 and margin requirements weren't quite so high. Guys are going to look at it now and say, well, it's just easier for me to keep it in the bin or keep it on DP at the elevator. And that's what they're going to do, Dave, is they're going to be pretty tight holders of it. They've been rewarded for doing that. And at this point, it doesn't appear to be any reason to think otherwise, looking at the factors today. But the planters are starting to roll a little bit more. But you're right. I mean, you just look at Monday's progress to show you how far behind everything is. You're going to see a couple days of activity here, but with the forecast coming in, don't look for Monday's progress report to catch us up a whole lot in a hurry.
For new crop, do prices go higher? And I mean significantly higher, $6.30 to $6.70, even if the corn crop from this point forward gets planted in a timely fashion?
I think it can for one reason, Dave, and that is what's happening in the outside markets. You look at crude oil, you look at gold, you look at the weak dollar. You look at a lot of things. I mean, what's kind of been driving the boat here? You got $119 crude oil, which causes soybean oil to rally this week. Soybean oil spills over to the beans, and then you've got corn. So it's all kind of a chain event of events. And, yes, I think that those type of numbers are very possible. Even if we get the planters rolling, there just doesn't appear to be a tremendous amount of selling interest by folks. Even on profit-taking days, the selling seems to be finding buyers after just one or two days of activity. So I would reel out $6 cash corn for new crop here in the next couple of months, even if we do get the stuff in the ground.
Thank you, Ed.
You bet. Thanks, Dave.
Ed Dunn of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. The time now is 9:01 Central Time.